Simon Shin Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph. We finished already yesterday, right? Yeah. Gaga Samach Lushasa Rabim, Besach Asara Tfachim. So the best way to describe this is by the picture over here. So the picture has it that this house is next to Lushasa Rabim, and it's lower down from Lushasa Rabim. So the height of the Lushasa Rabim until the house is less than 10 Tfachim, but from the Chotzer to the house is more than 10 Tfachim. Top of the house. Well, the malam is sort of the chotzer. It's higher than 10. The roof is higher than 10 from the chotzer, but it's lower than 10 from the shusar rabin. And people from the shusar rabin would use the top of the house to put things on. Right. So hoyol v'rabin mishdamshim boy harezek rishusar rabin. We deal with it like it's rishusar rabin. And therefore. You can't take things up from the chotzer onto the roof, because right now this is Rishus Rabin territory. Unless he makes puts a ladder there which will stay there all the time, thereby indicating that he's using this as. It's like there's like it's almost like making a doorway from there into the chotzer. So now it becomes part of the usage of the chotzer. Ezel sulam kavua. What's called sulam kavua? A established ladder. Kol shekvo sham ben lechol ben l'shabbos. It has to be there weekdays and Shabbos. Okay, sifkat n'alav. Pesach asar tvochim. The hanu shel tzad rishus rabim and a gavoy asar tvochim. Facing the Shulzer Rabim, it's less than 10 Tvachim high. Facing the Chotzer, it's 10 Tvachim high. Dilu lohoya Gaboya Sar Tvachim, Aflet Sar Chotzer. If the situation had been that it's not 10 Tvachim to the Chotzer side, lohoya Mahani Sulum Klal, Sulum, that situation, the latter would not help. Tavi Shulzer Rabim, Gomer, Kishra Machatun Love. In that situation, if the rabbim is using it we have this idea adjusting their burdens, etc., it's not much part of the rabbim. They're not using it. Carmelis. So it's a carmelis. It's not ten tefachim high. So it's a carmelis. So how could you carry from the chotzer, which is a shusha yachid, to the carmelis? I have a sulam, so what? But you can't carry from a shosayachi, the chotzer, to the top of the roof, which is a carmelis. That'll be if it's not 10 tvachim from either side. Aba hashto, give them said a chotzer, who gavoya sar tvachim. So as far as the chotzer is concerned, it's 10 tvachim high, it's a shosayachi. Yeshal agag tarsu shosayachi. Umutal ishtamish olov, therefore you take things from the chotzer to the roof, shos yachid, shos yachid, kishyesh to sulam kavua, when it has a set ladder there, which allows you to go up and down from the chotzer to the roof. The mesek only died there by putting that ladder there. He's indicating the mesalik legaga mina b'nei shos rabim, b'nei shayach rak lo. He's indicating I'm not letting shos rabim people use it. I'm going to be using it. So. So therefore, he's allowed to carry from the chotzer to the gag. So if it's not 10 tefachim high, it doesn't work. But if it's 10 tefachim high, he's by putting the ladder there, he's indicating that he's going to be not allowing the shusar rabim people to use it, and he's using it for his own purposes. So now it's a shusar yachid, and he's allowed to put things there.
And so that's assuming it's if he does that, even if it doesn't work, and people are just ignoring his ladder and they just walk in there. We're assuming that they're so respectful that once they see the ladder, they're going to go away. What?
It sounds like even if they don't listen, it's part of the Shasa Yochid. Beaker than the rice is a part of the Shasa Yochid. It's not.
Right.
It's not. It's only Kirish as a Rabbim. So once he designates it, that's enough.
So then, if that's the case, shouldn't we require the owner of the house to then erect something that would prevent people from moving, putting their stuff there? Because they're going to be just over an Issur D'oraisa in a second.
That's a good point.
You know what? It's a good question. I'm not sure. But let's see how it goes. Now, Vim Mitzar Shizu Rabban Gavoy Asar Tavachim and it's Tzarech Tzulah.
So as long as he doesn't put the ladder there, it's considered like Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
And as soon as he puts the ladder there, it turns into Rishus HaYam.
Right.
That's a good point. He puts a ladder there, and all of a sudden, if they've been using it the whole time,
yeah,
they're running into a problem. Serious right. problem.
Okay. Now, if from the Rishus HaRabim side, it's 10 Tavachim high, so it's Rishus HaYochid, so it's not Shat Rishus HaRabim at all. So you don't need a Sulam to do that. Let's say we magag nomuch pachas me'asar tvachim mikol tzad. It's not 10 tvachim from the chotzer. It's not 10 tvachim from the rishus harabim. V'sochei omek asar tvachim. But inside the house, it is 10 tvachim high. In other words, the floor of the house is lower than the
ground level.
The levels of the chotzer and the rishus harabim. Good going. Shechaka kakarka b'sochei. He dug out the ground inside the house. Meshivan l'sar tvachim made the height 10 tvachim. So that's going to rum the end of tzarech sulam. This case does not need sulam. Dein shem karmelus alav klal, because we don't consider the roof a karmelus. The rishus yachid gomer, as much as it's the roof of this house, and this house is rishus yachid. So the mechitzas halachically continue and define that this is what's on top of it. It's also Rishus HaYochid. So there's no need to put a sulam there to designate that. Okay, but Rabbi Me'achrenim Cholkim Alav, many disagree with him, and say a daitim they hold. And even though maybe not the right sulam, but you're right, but Mirabonon. Since visit people at the outside, it's less than 10 tvachim high. It's not a rishus yochid. Mir rabbanon. So sulam hatiroi, and you're going to therefore need a sulam. Furthermore, ubeprat, and definitely kesher rabbim mechatven alav. If the rishus rabbim are using it, after the rishus rabbim gomer ayereze. Maybe the situation, it's 10 tevachim inside the house. It's not 10 tevachim outside. And maybe Shazam are actually using the house to adjust their items, etc. In that situation, maybe it's just Shazam and Gomer. He means bitter isa. Even Sulam wouldn't work in that situation. But to say you don't need a Sulam at all, that's not even an option.
So we don't always say that the walls that of a rishus yachid go all the way up. There's certain cases that falls apart because of the location.
Right. This would be an exception to that
so
rule.
Why did
according to these Ochanim Argan the Magen Avraham.
Uh-huh. So it's not clear that statement's always 100% all the time that the walls are established always. They can be broken. I know we talked about this with regards to an apartment building or something like that, but remember we talked about that a while back that, you know, you can have people above you. But but this is a different situation.
Right.
Okay. This is very similar if you've ever gone to Yerushalayim in the old city. It's like that. Like you have a roof because everything is built like that, so sometimes you could have somebody coming out of his house going on your roof because it's going like that. I think in the new city also, but definitely in the old city, I've seen it a lot of times. That you know, your entrance could be right at somebody's roof line.
I mean, I think the argument over here is that there is the wall vis-a-vis the outside doesn't have 10 tvachim high, so it loses its rishus yochid. So it's like a half corner.
Yeah,
They put their hats down or little things that they have. They put them down on top of the roof. We don't deal with it mamish as rabim.
So what is it really? Kamalist?
Well, no.
It's not game, which wants some months.
Visit from the chotzer side, it's 10 tefachim high, and the house, it's so from the chotzer side, it's 10 tefachim high. So really, it should be Rosh Hashanah, because I gave it a din like Rosh Hashanah. Let me finish one more. Let's see one more piece. Mecha said, you cannot take things from the chotzer to the roof. You're allowed to move things around the roof. Which is the sheet of the Rashba, that the roof is Rosh Hashanah in Mikra Din. So you're allowed to move it around the roof as much as you want. We just said, but when you're downing what it is vis-a-vis the Chotzer, what it is vis-a-vis the Rosh Hashanah, vis-a-vis itself it's Rosh Hashanah. Vis-a-vis the Chotzer, it's 10 Tefachim high. It should be Rosh Hashanah and a lot of carry. Visit Rabbim, it's less than 10 tefachim, so maybe it shouldn't allow to be allowed to carry. So then the Sulam decides what it is. But we're starting with, it's not a deraisa dika Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it says, even on the roof itself, you are allowed to carry. Okay. Kosha Kavosham, if you put the ladder there to stay, Hanush Oimid Shama Sulam, tell me the ladder's always there. But regards this halacha, sometimes you take the ladder away, then it's like it's not there. Okay. So that's the case of the Gog, which is right next to Shul Sarabim. The next sif isn't really an issue of a Gog.
I thought halakhically you're supposed to build a maka on your roof. That's only if it's a certain height.
Yes, we tend to talk about the chiyav maka. But over here, theoretically, it has a chiyav maka in the other direction. Okay. I don't know.
No, I mean, the problem I'm talking about is not by the chotzer. The chotzer could have a maka. There's nothing stopping it. Because you could have the sulam, and then the maka is all around it. I'm talking about, we should say, Rabim, on that side, if there was a maka there, then it would be hard for the people in Rosh Hashanah to use it, unless we're saying that a maka has to, that the roof has to be 10 tefachim high to be chayiv of a maka.
So. Why can't there be holes in the fence?
Hmm?
Why can't there be slats in the fence?
So then it's hard for the Rosh Hashanah to use it if it's, I mean, slip it's not easy. Isn't it? Yeah, you could slip it in, maybe it's hard.
Or under.
Maybe.
Yeah, but then at that point, you're probably, it's not necessarily, they're doing the right thing. It's here that's, that, here what we're saying is that it's so close to it, in height, that it's like
that
it's, part of,
it,
it's
yeah.
part of Rosh Hashanah.
Very hard to use things when there's a fence in it, and I would imagine. It's not something that's going to be, that maybe somebody in the Rosh Hashanah will use it, but it's not going to be something that.
Don't we have pieces where there are holes in a wall? And there are pieces like that? People put things from the Rosh Hashanah into the stone wall. That's like a Rosh Hashanah, a yachid there.
No, we had we had cases where you put it into a crack of the wall facing the outside. It's called the center part of Rosh Hashanah. Because as I'm walking, we would put things in there to store.
Maybe.
The equivalent of the airport, they don't have the lane where the lockers use, you know, things you leave. Chotzer shenifritz b'melua. A chotzer which the one side totally was knocked out. Or not a whole side, but that side which faces Rosh Hashanah, a opening broke open more than 10 amas. So now it's considered open out to Rosh Hashanah. So makam mechitza didn't consider Rosh Hashanah. Shu Carmel is So now the chotzer, at this point in time, we deal with the chotzer like it's a carmelis. You can't carry in the chotzer because it doesn't have the walls. So the wall itself, we're saying even though the wall itself might possibly, theoretically, be considered independent of this, and the wall itself is 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 tefachim wide. We deal with it as not a Rishis Yachid, we deal with it as Sidur Rishis Rab. It's a caramelitz. We have difference with Karen Zavis, and if the breakdown was in a corner, the Papachas Me Eser is Osir. If it's less than, if it's in a corner, even if it's less than 10 amas, the halacha becomes awesome. Okay. B'chein b'ayish nifritz b'karen zavis. Same thing, a house where a corner got ripped out. So, feel of pachas miyas, even if it's less than 10 amas open. But when nifritz gam hakerui, the roofing over the house also was removed. Achana nisha balachsit, that now the roofing is at an angle. It's not shutting out like a square, but the whole thing just got chopped off, and now it's going at an angle from one side to the next. So lach is also. Our appears to shein of a karen's of it, if you have a breakthrough which is not on the corner of the house. We have a rule that the edge, the roof is still there. In the case of the wall fell, but the roof is still there, the roof will act as the p tikra, the edge of the roof will act as if it was a wall. And that's a filibi yosem yaser, that's even if the gap is more than 10 amas. Who shall you hey p tikra mishup? But that only works if the roof is not on a slant. Because then we say the lack of pair. It's not considered there's a pair if it's on a slant. Hagor. Via Sherman, that Bain and Gamkin Baruch by Kerry Arbatwachim. Pitikri Arbatwachim requires a gap, at least 4 Twachim wide, to create Pitikri Arbatwachim. And Ramina Pitikri Arbatwachim, I feel a Bishte Machitzes. It works even on two walls. Pitikriyar says it's not just on one wall, even be on two sides, two mechitzas. If yesh kan shtei mechitzas shlemes the book is as long as you have two totally valid mechitzas which are not relying on these coolers, which are the book is that they're touching each other. The two walls are standing. In some point, touch. But I will be zoy connected zoy in the case of the one. I was looking at a case where the two intact walls are not adjacent to each other; they're just parallel to each other. In that situation, you wouldn't. So you're asking to say Peter Gervasosim on two opposite ends. If this wall is left and this wall is left, you're asking Peter Greer on the two. This end, that you don't say. Okay. Zot Mishabru. Welcome to Chitz and Nidr and Kisidr Rishas Rabin. Now, we've never met Sidr Rishas Rabin yet. Well, we did really, we didn't realize we met it. Okay. Tzidr Rishas Rabim Baalma Nikra, what's called the Tzidr, the sides of the Rishas Rabim. What was that? Kesha Mimidim Avonim, with those they put large stones. And notice him, you say this somewhere, okay, so they put
spikes.
Thank you. They put, you know, but spikes, but they're little, not just little ones, they're a little bit higher. Some of the curses are shlo yasiku kernas, which prevent the wagons from getting near the wall. Oh, arbor should be neim nikrin cedar says rabim. So the gap between that protective barrier and the wall is called cedar says rabim. It's next to the rishas rabim. It's the side of rishas rabim. The dinuk caramelus. It's a lacha like a caramelus.
Wall sticking out?
No, so the wall is flat. The wall is smooth. If you have a house that's really adjacent to the Shisur Rabim, so you don't want anything scraping against the wall of the house and potentially damming the wall of the house. So you put this barrier 2 feet in, away from the wall or whatever it is, so that if anything would come near, it would hit the barrier, it wouldn't hit the house. So the gap between that barrier and the house is considered Shisur Rabim.
The wall is at the edge of the Shisur Rabim or 2 feet in? Or whatever it is.
Well, now it's going to be 2 feet in. You effectively moved it over by putting this here.
So it's Shisur Rabim, the wall, and then the house. Is that right?
No. The wall is immediately adjacent to the Shisur Rabim. Before you did anything, you had a house, and you had Shisur Rabim all the way up to the house.
Okay.
And people were going there. So people were going there, and they're driving their wagons there, and it's going to bang into the wall eventually. So you made a barrier, probably 2 feet away from the house, closer in towards the Shisur Rabim, thereby forcing the traffic of the Shisur Rabim to move, they would not travel next to the house.
But how can you put something in the Shisur Rabim?
Well, you used to do that because you had to protect the houses.
Okay.
So that you effectively forced the traffic not to go there. So that gap in between is called the Shisur Rabim.
And that was
meant
to put...
And that's considered... They're allowed to do that. Yeah, they allowed them to do that.
How much space are you allowed to encroach into the Rishus Rabbim? It's Pusha's mom. It's public property. How much are you halakha?
I'm not sure.
It
doesn't say a number. Someone
could take 8 feet and say, "I really need a lot of space here to have a really nice house." You know, when you're near it, then you look around, you have no Rishus Rabbim at all.
I don't think it was done by the people arbitrarily. I think it was set up. That was part of the way the roles were set up. You know, they would do that. So dinner karmelis, Tzidur Shisur Rabim is considered a karmelis. You can't carry from there into Shisur Rabim, even though it's within dalad amos of each other. Kamash on daft bin yunenu. After like a shom hafzik bein chotzel Shisur Rabim. Vayali be the Rabim lehedja bedorsele. You don't have Tzidur Shisur Rabim over here, and the traffic is going immediately adjacent to the house. And now this wall breaks open. We deal with the wall, which is now open. It's Tzidur Shisur Rabim. Mishem Karmelis, it's only considered a Karmelis. Vasa Taltim, Yimokim Zeh. Luchu Tzidur Shisur Rabim. So you can't carry from the area where the wall was out into the Shisur Rabim. So this gap now is here. Well, if here's where the wall was, and now it's open gap, Shisur Rabim is running here, and now there's this area right here, right next to it. So no, that's Tzidur Shisur Rabim. That's not Shisur Rabim anymore. So I can't carry from this spot where the wall was out to where the Shisur Rabim is, even though it's with two, you know, a foot away, because it's Karmelis to Shisur Rabim. Now, if you Karmelis some of the chutz, if what was outside the chutz was a Karmelis and the wall fell down, so Karmelis to Karmelis is mutter. Then the Karmelis to Karmelis comes to Haltul. Fine. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Shalanu. What? Because we said, we've discussed that our Rosh Hashanah Rabbim meets the criteria of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the measurement wise, but in regards to the traffic, we have the machlokes before whether you need 600,000 people or not. Well, if you need 600,000 people, this is a Karmelis. So a lot of carry from here to Karmelis. If you don't need 600,000 people, this is Shisur Rabim, and I can't carry from one to the other. So what do I do? Yesh lahachmer. Mishabur says you should be machmer because there are many shittas, which is like you said before in the Relocha. He's questioned for the many shittas which hold that we don't. There's no criteria of large volumes of traffic, 600,000 people. So it's just measurement and the fact that it's used for Rabim, which you'd have. So you're done with the Karmelis Shisur Rabim Deraisa. So that's hibimah. Which was the Achrua of the Bir Alocha, before that, it's really a major machloikas, and you have to be machmer. There were mashmos of other achronim earlier than the Shabur, etc., which were more make on that. Okay. You can't carry from the place of the walls to Shazaram, just like you can't carry from the Chatzar to Shazaram or Shazaram to the Chatzar. commercial chatzer. Ritzalarm, commercial chatzer gufa shame caramelis aleha. Now that you've broken up the wall of the chatzer, so it gets the number caramelis. Now, as you part its beruach revias, it's open up on that fourth side to Ritzalarm Rabbim. The way that where the chatzer comes to caramelis, kein ogam mokam mechitza. So the place where the walls were is also considered a caramelis. And similar made in Miloshin Zeshnei Dvorim. So we learn from this halacha, we have two points. Echad, the chatzer is there, also the taltu, kimasech arbahamas. The language of the Shulchan Aruch, it says, well, it's a caramel just like the chatzer. I never knew, I wasn't sure what the status of the chatzer was. Well, you know, I just told you that this is a caramel, it's like the chatzer, means the chatzer is a caramel. Shulchan Aruch, also the taltu, kimasech arbahamas. In other words, we deal with it as a caramel. And Bays, Shainis, the Mimokim and Machitza, the Secha Chotzer, Mutal the Talta, the Secha Bahamas, Savar Shem Karmas Allah, Gilel Basim and Shem involves it Bays, the Gimel. We don't say, well, like, that area where the wall wasn't for, it's like right next to the Rabbim, that's just the Rabbim territory. So I have something there, I can't carry it into the Chotzer. The answer is, no, I could. This is not Rishon Rabbim territory. This is Karmelis, see, Rishon Rabbim territory, and this is Karmelis to Karmelis, which is Mutter, as long as it's within Dalet Amas. Okay, now, or, so we said the problems were either the opening was a whole wall, or it was more than 10 amas, or the third problem was it was at a corner. Remember, so Kevin said, it's all our mishap. Here, so, ochlo, b'shteyak solim, shelachotzer, b'soifen, zeitzel, said, where the two walls meet in the corner, this breakage pulled down both walls. Amashu Gemara, the im pirtsa nasa b'shar mekamer shalak solim. If you have an opening in the other walls, so we discussed the wall adjacent to Rishon Rabbim, more than 10 amos, or the whole wall, or the Karen Zavos. What about a problem in the other walls? I feel all you b'shtek solim. Kol she'ein b'chol pirtsa yoysim yasra amos. Sure. As long as neither one is more than 10 amas, you're okay. Okay. Mashvei Gemara Dim appears to Nasa b'Yerusha. No, fine. B'Ayin Shomash says the Dafkim Hoya Hoyman Merubah Laparts. But you do need that the majority of wall should be wall. Halavachi Oster Kesh appears to Hupeshtek Solim Chayin Kosev Rashba B'Avodas Hakadosh. So we saw this before. If there's more space than wall, so the wall becomes bottle. So we go bust a rave, and the wall becomes like it's not there. So now you're missing a wall.
So we were talking about a fence that's heck of the dira. Is that when we talk about breaking it to sort of rebuild the fence up, so you can use the fence for dira purposes? So, did we also say this the same shear as so you break it? You have to break that corner piece more than 10 amos there.
The corner piece, you don't need 10 amos
to break the continuity.
Right, corner piece, we lose it even with less than 10 amos.
So, what we're saying here is, did we say that as long as that corner piece is within 10 amos, then we're still
no?
We're not saying that,
right?
Okay,
we're saying that there's three options of how you would have three negative options of how you'd have a problem over here. One is if the whole wall fell down. One if the it was more than 10 amas. It wasn't the whole wall, but it was more than 10 amas. And the third way there's a problem is if the corner has been damaged.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's independent of the 10 amas.
Got it. Okay. And that was the 3 tefachim?
What?
The corner piece, if there's less than 3 tefachim. More than 3
tefachim. If less than 3 tefachim, I think you say lavud.
Okay.
Pachmei Sora. Yeah, where's it coming on? Should be Esser. Okay, even if that opening was less than 10, Pachmei Sora, it's still a problem. Why? Because what's the lomus? Why is up to 10 mutter? Because sometimes there are cases where people had to make very large openings into their home to let things in and out. Maybe that's called making a normal Pesach, a normal door. The Gemara says a rule, the Pesach of Karen Zob is loyav the inch. People don't put their doorways in a corner. So therefore, it doesn't have a shame of a doorway regards to. So now it's a pirtza. It's a pirtza. Your walls are lack. Now, with Afghanian pirtza min and kain. This is only an issue when you're talking about there was a wall and now it's been breached. Also, tzuras a pesach. Not a tzuras a pesach, but you start rebuilding. You put the two doorposts and the lintel across. You came along and said, you know what, that even though the derech wasn't to put a house in the corner, you can't say when there's a gap there, we'll do it as if there's not a house in the corner, a door in the corner. We say, well, there's a gap there in the corner. Oh, that's a doorway. That's not normal. But if you actually made a doorway, you made a doorway. You know, we're not saying when you do it on a physical level and you make a door there, it doesn't work. We're saying that to conceptually perceive it as a door, when people don't normally make doors there, that's difficult. To the point where it's only the and there's no pizza you can ever say. Mistabro, the Mahoya appears to Pochas Me'amo and the Hachmer. The Purim Gadol says that I think even in this situation where it's in the corner, it's less than an Amo, that's not significant. Chayim Avodas HaKadosh HaRashma, the Sefer, Rashma wrote a Sefer called Avodas HaKadosh, which is all Hichlus Erevin. Mitzvah, I found. Mishosh Tvachim Vad Arba Tzricha Shtel Chayim. He holds the Mishosh Tvachim Vad Arba Tzricha Shtel Chayim. In Poy Arba, in La Hechsher, and Shimateno Mi Arba. Ayin Shom. So only it is, this is going back to the case at the corner. So the primogram says less than an amma. Rashi comes along and says it's three tvachim, which is half an amma. Up to four needs stand the chayyim, which means with less than three. Hoya arba, and the hechsher shimatena with me arba. You have to make it smaller than that. Close up the gap. Ayin shav. Mechein bayis, which broke in the corner. In the Kotzer, that's it. Is this a Pesach or not? No, it's not a Pesach. We'll make Pesachim here. So then it's not a Pesach. But in the house, you have Peter Kriyar Vesoysen. Besides the fact there was walls there, you have Peter Kriyar Vesoysen. But you don't make a doorway in the corner. You do a pitikra, the corner roof will come down and close it off. The problem lekem mishum pitikra mafarish echadam. We'll say there are cases where pitikra doesn't apply, and that we're going to explain. Let's hold it here.